time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
December 23rd, the fourth Sunday of Advent. The Christmas stories in the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Luke are not meant to be literal histories like, let us say, detailed descriptions of the Battle of Gettysburg. Rather, they are theological stories designed to tell us that with the birth of Jesus, a new phase of history had begun. The stories may not be literally true in all the details, but they are true in the sense that they disclose to us a sudden, dramatic, and total transformation of the human condition. As John Shea says in his book Starlight, we discover at Christmas not only the light that is God, and the light that Jesus came to bring to the world, but the light that is and has always been in each of us, because we are creatures who share in the light of God. Well, once upon a time, my friends, there was a little girl named Jean Marie who was afraid of the dark. She wouldn't go to sleep at night unless all the lights in her room were on. You couldn't ever tell, she said, who'd sneak into her room at night if it were dark. She absolutely refused to go into her closet because, like the boy in the comics several years ago, she thought monsters might lurk in the closet at night. She claimed that she could hear the monsters talking about what they were going to do to her. Although she liked snow, she hated winter because it was dark so much of the time. She didn't like to go off to the country for vacation because there were no streetlights, and the dark was very scary indeed. The monsters who had hidden in her closet now wandered to the streets of the summer village and lurked in the woods. She was frightened when she went to the movies because the theaters were too dark. Her mother said to her once, "Aren't you old enough now not to be afraid of the dark?" She said, "No, the older I get, the more reason I can think of for being afraid of the dark." She came home from school one day with the story of the midnight sun in Sweden in the summertime. "Let's live there," she said. "But in the winter, the sun hardly ever shines there," the mommy said. "Well, where does it go?" "To the South Pole." "Well, let's live there." "It's too cold." "I don't care as long as it's not dark." One day, her daddy and mommy took her to a midnight mass at the church. It was totally dark inside. Then the priest flicked the switch, and the choirs began to sing, and the church filled with light. "Oh," said Jean Marie, "it's so pretty. Light always come up, doesn't it, mommy?" "Yes, Jean Marie," said her mommy, "if you wait long enough."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.